kind of describe that, because I was going to lead into give me a worst case scenario on a really cold winter day.
Here's what we had to do. Like I said, we tried to stay well ahead of. We had all the plans, you know, the construction plans and everything else, the schedule, everything. But sometimes, and what we tried to do was get far enough ahead of them so whatever they were going to do during the winter, when it was almost impossible for us to operate, was already taken care of. We were, you know, that far in advance of them. But occasionally, things come up that nobody was aware of. You know, they're going through this area and they figure, you know, we got good solid. We drilled a few holes. We know there's good solid stratigraphy here. We don't have any qualms about being able to put VSMs here.
What's VSM?
Vertical support member. And then they get into it, and all of a sudden they realize that it's shitty, and they don't dare put that pipe there because the ground's not stable enough. So they've got to change the route a little bit. And when they did that, I don't want to say this happened a lot, but when it did happen, sometimes they went far enough out of the CZW where we hadn't looked at it. All right, so it's like all of a sudden we're going along through this thing and there's, you know, I mean, it's not been looked at. Or it's been looked at and we know there's a site there, but there's nothing we can do about it now because everything's frozen. So what we did was we developed this method of being able to thaw the ground. Now, we never had to work out there when the temperature was colder than 45 below, I don't think. But, I mean, that's cold enough. It doesn't get a whole lot colder than that anyway. And what we came up with, or to be able to thaw the ground with, we cut the top one-third out of a 55-gallon drum. All right, you know, so, I mean, the top of it was there, and it's about that far down the sides and cut it, okay. Then in the side, we cut a hole that's probably about this big. We'd set that down on the ground, take a weed burner, propane weed burner, stick it in there through that hole, all right. I mean, not all the way in, just kind of in the mouth of it. And that thing's blowing all this heat in there. And the top of that 55-gallon drum is containing the heat, and it thaws the ground out so that we can, you know. Right. Now, we didn't survey that way. We didn't do that. We couldn't do that. But if we knew there was the route change was going to now go across the portion of a site that we had thought was okay, and we had to try and excavate it, all right, get it out of there before it did, we had to go out there and thaw this stuff out that way. And that required gobs and gobs of propane. And also weed burners, and we had to have, you know, the shop fabricating this stuff for us and whatnot. So, at any rate, we had a good rapport.